World Series still going with the Phillies winning last night. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the World Series.
Oh boy, who's this?
Is, we believe, the oldest living baseball player and World Series legend, Dirty Doug Out. Good morning, Doug.
Hey there. How are you guys doing there?
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Did you know I'm the oldest living baseball player?
Yes.
Yeah, Junior just said that.
How old are you?
63.
What?
That's right, 63.
I don't think you're the oldest living baseball player if you're only 63.
Matter of fact, I was one of the original Philadelphia Phillies.
That doesn't match up.
Wow, that's, weren't they, when did they start?
1893. Daddy used to call me Mr. Philly.
Did oh, really?
Know that job?
I didn't know that. No,
ah,
dugout.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. They used to call me Mr. Philly because it looked like I had a Philly cheesesteak in my pants.
Jeez.
Very well endowed. Just meat flying everywhere, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The dames loved me back in the day.
Yeah, did they?
They all wanted a part of Dirty Dugout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I also played on 14 of the Yankees' 26 World Championship teams.
Wow. You did? I didn't realize that.
That's right. Daddy, the Yankees these days, they're soft.
They're soft?
Soft, I tell ya.
Why is that?
In my day, we didn't even have a bench to sit on in a dugout.
Really?
We used to just lie on concrete. Shove broken glass in our eyes to keep us sharp.
That's strange.
We didn't even have baseball gloves back then. We just taped some hay to our hands.
That's pretty beaten.
That's some real low rent.
At the time, we didn't even have baseball, so we just had to use whatever we could find. River rocks, gourds, horse apples, pretend balls.
Pretend?
That's
our imagination, yeah. I remember one World Series we won, and we were using the jawbone of a coyote as baseball.
I never heard these stories.
We didn't even have airplanes or buses to get to these away games like these players do now.
Mm-hmm.
We used to just walk between towns.
Walk?
Yeah, and I hated it when we had a West Coast game.
I think you're embellishing some of this to make your guys seem tougher.
Back in the day, we didn't slide into second base.
Oh, I know. You went in with your cleats high, and you're really rough and stuff.
What are you talking about? We didn't even own cleats back in my day.
Oh.
No, we used to go in with the bat in our hands, carried it with us the whole way around. I bludgeoned fourth, second base to the death in one season.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, you guys don't know anything about baseball.
I guess we don't.
Quit saying that about us.
The game's really gone downhill. Now the game is all integrated.
Well, what do you mean? Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, but I mean with TV and everything, you integrate the broadcast.
Okay.
Horrible, yeah. I tell you.
All right.
But if it wasn't for baseball, I wouldn't have met and married my one true love.
Who's that?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, jeez.
Another story.
I'm so disgusted by this World Series, I'm not even watching it.
You're not even watching the World Series?
Nah, I'm a huge Stars fan. I've been catching them on the ticket.
Really?
Yeah, Ralph and Ray's are doing a great job.
Well, that's good to know.
You ought to watch the World Series being Dirty dug out and all.
Nah, I don't want to watch the World Series. It's taken me 63 years, but I finally realized something about the great game.
What's that?
It's boring as hell.
Never thought I would hear you say
all
that.
This time.
Can I leave you guys with one piece of baseball advice?
Sure.
Take a bite out of crime.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought he sounded familiar.
Yeah. Dirty dugout with us here on the ticket. 8:49. Coming up next, we'll determine the biggest show coming to town.
Sports Radio.